Well, there's a big fishing tournament going on down in Del Clark Lake in Canby today, and Paul Ramo's down there with all the details, got some people to talk to, and let's turn it over to Paul.
Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, well, today's a little different here at Del Clark Lake. I'm actually outside today. I'm not in a comfortable fishing house keeping warm, so we're outside in a tent. Dave Verhelst joins me again. Dave, you're president of the Canby Sportsman Club.
Yes, sir.
What a great fishing tournament you have going on here right now.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Our 24-hour, we had 182 houses, 450 participants. A lot of fish caught last over the last, 18 hours or whatever it's been. Our walleye right now, we had 22 of them caught. Our biggest one is 23 1/4. Northern, we've had 8 of those caught, and our biggest there is 31 inches. We've had 82 crappies weighed in. That was early this morning, at longest one at 13 1/2. 29 perch, and longest one there is 12, and 22 panfish, and longest at 9 there.
Wow, good. So you've been busy at the weigh-in.
They kept them up all night. That's good for them.
Well, when I drove in, it's 3 below actual temperature. I'm sure it's 20-some below wind chill, but people, that's not stopping people from coming out and standing outside and ice fishing.
Yeah,
it's amazing the number of people that are here.
Yeah, it's a really good turnout. Underneath the tent here, it's amazing. It's just a lot of kids in here with their parents doing some fishing, and a lot of people outside as well.
Yeah, we're broadcasting from a large tent that you put up at 1 o'clock. The two-hour fishing tournament started. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it started at, 1 o'clock. We'll finish up at 3. Basically, we're going by length and I think weight or combination thing. So yeah, they've been weighing them in pretty good already. So
what's nice, just looking around the tent here, is the parents and the little children that are getting introduced maybe to ice fishing.
Yeah, I imagine it's probably first time, or just get out and try something different.
That's right. Tell our listeners a little bit about your sponsorship. A lot of sponsors. This is the third annual ice fishing tournament.
Yeah, our third annual. A lot of sponsors. Every year it just keeps going. A lot of local and area businesses, yep. Madison, Dawson, Canby, kind of Gary, all over the place. They've been really stepping up, and we got some really good prizes for everybody.
Now, the 24-hour tournament started yesterday at what, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, and that'll finish up today at 4.
And then we'll find out the leaderboard and stuff, who the winners are.
We'll announce all those. So everything's on the website. It's being updated. We had a little technical difficulty yesterday morning, and we got that, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. We got that straightened away, and took our tech guy a little bit to get her going, but... everything is live on CanbyFireDEPT.com.
All right.
And as the kids are weighing in, and you'll be able to see what's going on.
Yeah, we're right by the door of the tent here. A lot of people are coming in here with their children. I'm going to interview a couple of them here. Hi, what's your name?
McKinley
what?
McKinley Marie Fly.
All right. And your name?
Abby.
And how old are you?
Seven.
So you're here fishing today? What, do you like ice fishing?
Yes.
Tell me, what do you, have you caught anything yet?
Not yet.
Have you caught anything yet?
Not yet,
but you're working on it, huh?
Yeah.
Is it cold?
Yes.
You look like you're dressed warm though, huh? Is this mom? No.
Mom's one, friend of the other.
Okay, yeah. And who are you?
Amber Flaws.
Okay, Amber, you're having a good time in ice fishing here today?
Yeah, this is our first time out for the kids' event here, and it's really well set up. The tent is amazing considering how cold it is.
Yeah, so. It's a little warmer in the tent too, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really pleased. They're having a good time, even the little ones so far. It's keeping their attention.
Yeah, they like to keep looking into that hole, don't they?
Yeah, hopefully we catch a fish soon.
Yeah, the patience might not be too long, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's such a great event. Is this the first time they've ice fished?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it
just
is.
The little ones.
Okay.
There's some bigger ones that are with us. They've ice fished before, but we've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and it's their first time.
Okay, good family event then.
Yeah, very much so.
All right, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Yep. There we go. What a family. boys, many here in the town today. Dave, to talk about what's going to happen the rest of the day then.
Well, we're going to get this going for a while. Then we're going to start giving away our kids and ladies' drawings that are, the kids are, all kids entered in the 2 hour and the 4 hour, 24 hour are in for a drawing. It's included in the price of their ticket. We're giving away a couple lifetime fishing licenses, depth finders, ice augers, tackle boxes, all kinds of stuff we've got for them. So,
okay.
Ladies, we've got a lot of gift certificates and different things for them as well. So,
all right. It's a lot of fun here on Dale Clark Lake. It's cold, but you wouldn't know that with all the people here.
Yeah, it's amazing. People are pretty hardy around here.
And I should mention, the social distancing is going on out on the lake and in the tent here.
Yes, sir.
Yep, and so that's good. All right, well, we're going to be here till 4 o'clock this afternoon broadcasting, and we'll get some other families and some other kids on the air here.
All right,
thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave Verhels, president of the Canby Sportsman Club here in the third annual ice fishing tournament, and we'll continue with our broadcast throughout the afternoon.